is our weapon. What do we do when the war breaks out? We resist. And this is going to show you how to do that. Come to San Lorenzo Park. I'm going to be there briefly before I head south. Let's see. Monday, March 10th. That is tomorrow. At Kresge Town Hall, Stephen Zunas and David Rovics are getting into a benefit for Free Radio Santa Cruz. And I hope the benefit for the folks who are burned out of the collective went well on Friday. I haven't heard a report on that, and I didn't see an announcement up here, so I didn't really announce it on the Thursday show. But anyway, Stephen Zunas, David Rovics, Monday, March 10th, 7:30 p.m., Kresge Town Hall, UCSC. It's a musical concert and speaking on U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East and Iraq. If you want to call it a foreign policy, check that one out and benefit for Free Radio at the same time. Also happening, I'm going to quickly kind of turn to some stuff that I wanted to read. Let's see. We're hoping on Thursday to have a special guest calling in from, I guess it's New York State, where a man was arrested. And he witnessed this arrest and is going to talk about it on the air. A lawyer was arrested late Monday and charged with trespassing in a public mall in the state of New York after refusing to take off a T-shirt advocating peace that he had just purchased at the mall. According to the criminal complaint filed Monday, Stephen Downs was wearing a T-shirt bearing the words, "Give Peace a Chance," that he had just purchased from a vendor inside the Cross Gates Mall in Gilderland, New York, near Albany. "I was in the food court with my son when I was confronted by two security guards and ordered to either take off the T-shirt or leave the mall," said Downs. When Downs refused the security officer's orders, police from the town of Gilderland were called, and he was arrested and taken away in handcuffs. Boy, Sergeant Baker might have liked that one. Charged with, let's see, what was he charged with? Trespassing, in that he knowingly entered or remained unlawfully upon premises, the complaint read. Downs said police tried to convince him he was wrong in his actions by refusing to remove the T-shirt because the mall, quote, was like a private house and that I was acting poorly. "I told them the analogy was not good, and I was then hauled off to night court where I was arraigned after pleading not guilty and released on my own recognizance," Downs told Reuters in a telephone interview. Downs is the director of the Albany Office of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, which investigates complaints of misconduct against judges and can admonish, censure, or remove judges found to have engaged in misconduct. Whoops. Calls to the Gilderland Police and District Attorney Anthony Carzdona and to officials at the mall were not returned for comment. Downs is due back in court for a hearing on March 17th. He could face up to a year in prison if convicted. And then there's another story. Group protests New York Peace T-shirt arrest. Gilderland, about 100 people descended upon a suburban Albany mall Wednesday to protest the arrest of a man who wore a peace T-shirt while he shopped. The group marched to the Cross Gates Mall at noontime, and at one point there was a confrontation in the food court between one of the marchers and a man carrying a sign that read 9/11. There were no immediate arrests. The mall walk for peace drew people from several peace groups, Women Against War, Upper Hudson Peace Action, and Capital District for Justice and Peace. I wonder if Santa Cruz's Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and the Iraqi Direct Action Network, or whatever it's called, and the group meeting in the park today are all going to march to Becky Johnson's trial. She was, of course, given a $162 fine for a peace symbol on the sidewalk, written in erasable chalk. And she goes back to court, as I said before, on March 14th at 10 o'clock for another trial for drawing in the lines that show the 14-foot forbidden zones for poor and homeless people to sit down, which were misrepresented on City Manager Dick Wilson's maps. She wanted to make clear what they were. I don't think those hardy groups are going to be in there supporting her. They haven't so far. We don't have that kind of solidarity in Santa Cruz. I sure wish we did. And I wonder when the people start getting dragged away from the peace rally because some of them have to sleep at night and are in fact sleeping nearby, are we going to have Ruth Hunter out there helping us? Or is Ruth more concerned with her connections with city council and with not offending Emily Riley and with not, of course, getting involved with those dirty homeless people? Nothing against Ruth, per se, but the mentality that sacrifices the rights of local people for a politically acceptable association with the city council burns my butt. Got to tell you that. Again, continuing this story from Gilderland, New York, "We just want to know what the policy is and why it's being randomly enforced," said Aaron O'Brien, an organizer for Women Against War. No security guards were visible as the protesters gathered at the food court, walked past several stores, and then to mall offices, where some began dispersing. Protest leaders expect to meet with the mall manager at 1:30 p.m. A mall spokeswoman did not return repeated calls Tuesday and Wednesday from the AP. And I believe the ultimate outcome of that was that charges were dropped, but I'm not sure. Downs of the Albany Court Hamlet, a Selkirk pleaded innocent Monday night to trespassing. Gelderland Town Police Chief James Murley said his officers were just responding to a complaint by mall security. He said the mall can decide to press charges against anyone who refuses to comply with a request to leave because it is private property. Yes, but they don't have to arrest him, and the police can say, take it to the DA. I had a similar conversation yesterday with Sergeant Jack McPhillips, who told me that he just had to arrest people chalking that he saw because a citizen had made a complaint. I'm sorry, if he sees someone and they're violating the law, he claims he has to arrest them. I don't think chalking the sidewalk is violating the law. I think that's a bizarre city attorney interpretation of the word deface, which is politically motivated. But if he gets a citizen's complaint, as he did on several of these chalking tickets, what he told me was, I have to arrest them because I have a citizen's complaint, a demand for a citizen's arrest. That's a false statement. It used to be true, but the state legislature changed it last year so that there is no longer a requirement and a penalty that require police to take citizen's arrests. More's the pity, because we could, too, use the citizen's arrest provision. Now, again, just like Emily Riley's downtown ordinances, gives the police vast discretion. They can do what they want. If they want to arrest, they can. If they don't want to arrest, they can. It depends on, do they like the guy who's putting forward the complaint? Is it a merchant with a lot of power and punch? Well, better do it. Is it some poor homeless guy who's concerned about his rights being violated in the store? Nah, you better go deal with that yourself, buddy. That's the story here in Santa Cruz, and I think we need to change that story. And maybe we can through such actions as the vigil against two wars going on downtown, even now as we speak, at the corner of Cooper and Pacific. Come on, go on down there and help them. They need help tonight. They're going to need help every night. We're going to need to stand together against these two wars if we're going to win some kind of real peace with justice here in Santa Cruz. On December 21st, about 24 people from Upper Hudson Peace Action walking in groups of two or three and wearing T-shirts that read, Peace on Earth and Don't Invade Iraq, were told to leave by mall security and the police, but there were no arrests. And here's another, there's a court decision. Appellate court rules media can legally lie. We'll leave that for another time. Here's the latest from the AP, usually a horrible source. Actually, this looks like the Washington Post, sorry. Diplomatic effort leaves U.S. isolated. President George W. Bush himself remains remarkably serene, supremely confident. Where they get this. The 250,000 U.S. and British troops now assembled in the Persian Gulf will make quick work of Saddam and render most of moot the noisy challenges to the policy he has pursued. The biggest single variable is how the war turns out, said Jeremy Shapiro, associate director of the Center on the United States and France at the Brookings Institution. As Winston Churchill said, when you're winning a war, everything else you're doing can be made to seem good and right. If the United States goes in and wins this war quickly, with relatively few casualties, and installs a Jeffersonian democracy, sorry, then everyone will jump on board, and people will deny that this dispute ever took place. If it goes badly, then support for the United States is going to be very shallow, even among the people who go in with us. The basic Bush strategy for this war is victory, Shapiro said. They have no fallback position, no political plan for dealing with the possibility of even partial defeat. Two interpretations. On Thursday night, a resolute Bush said he would demand a UN Security Council vote on going to war against Iraq because it's time for the people to show their cards and let the world know where they stand. On Friday, he got at least a preview of his answer, as most of the Security Council members said they remain far from convinced that Bush had made the case for war now. It often appeared in the debate that the United States and its allies, principally the UK and Spain, were talking about two different countries, two different inspection processes. Russian Foreign Minister Ivan Ivanov said, for the first time in many years in Iraq, there is a real process of disarmament underway. Is it now reasonable to halt the inspections, he said, to eliminate the momentum gained, said Chinese Foreign Minister Tang Zanyan. It is gratifying to note that much progress has been made. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin asked, why should we now engage in war with Iraq? Why smash the instruments that have just proven their effectiveness? Top nuclear inspector Mohammed El Baradi said he was close to certifying that Iraq had abandoned any nuclear weapons program. Chemical and biological weapons inspector Hans Blix cited Iraq's active or even proactive cooperation, including the destruction of the past week of 34 Al-Samud missiles. We are not watching the breaking of toothpicks, Blix said. Lethal weapons are being destroyed. Clearly exasperated, Secretary of State Colin Powell reminded the council that Iraq's performance remained far short of the full and complete disarmament required under Resolution 1441, the ultimatum the Security Council enacted unanimously in November. I know that these are not toothpicks, but real weapons, Powell said. The problem is we don't know how many toothpicks there are. On Mexico, says one observer, we probably couldn't have done a worse job. That's the opinion of Riordan Rowett, director of the Western Hemisphere Program at the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Rowett said that heavy-handed U.S. pressure on Mexican President Vicente Fox had jeopardized Fox's domestic standing at a time when key state and local elections are just months away. Note here again, it's not that they can't buy off all these people in Turkey and Bulgaria, in Mexico, in Chile. The problem that these people have is that their own people are revolting. They're rebelling. They're saying, we are not going to accept this bullshit that's coming out of Washington, not just simply for moral reasons, but for economic reasons and for reasons of national pride, all kinds of reasons. Bush's insistence on a Security Council vote will only make the situation worse, Rowett said, for Mexico and also for Chile. Another Security Council member that would like to avoid choosing between antagonizing the United States and public opinion at home. In the case of France, said Shapiro of the Brookings Institution, French President Jacques Chirac appears to have concluded there is no longer any need to compromise. He is the head of a powerful government elected by 82% of the people just last May, Chirac is, Shapiro said. He's very much in control, making decisions at what is probably the end of his career, and feels that he has the world behind him. Russia, in another disappointment with President Vladimir Putin casting his lot with the, quote, old Europe leaders of France and Germany, despite Bush's personal appeals and the nearly $10 billion stake Russia holds in Iraq's oil industry. Putin was assumed to be in our pocket. He was taken for granted and ignored, said Martin Indyk, former ambassador to Israel and a member of the National Security Council under former President Bill Clinton. Another former official says, in his opinion, the war opposition being voiced now by Russia and China carries another more sobering message. I think they've reached the conclusion that there is at least a reasonable chance that the United States is not going to come out of this looking that great, and so they're positioning themselves on the other side, he said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. That's a pretty significant development when you speak about it, or when you think about it. And I got a lot more, but I only got about 2 minutes left, and that's too bad. As usual, I'm at the end of my time. Now, interesting what one employee told me at a nearby coffee shop. He said he thought the only way we could stop this war is if China mobilizes her troops. Very interesting thought. So, let's mobilize our troops, folks. Let's get out there on the streets and stop the war. Come to the Vigil Against Two Wars. Give a call to the Huff line if you want to volunteer but don't know how. 423-HUFF, 423-4833. Call Olivia Brown Rabbit at 457-9754, extension 1380. If you have any questions, you want to be on the air, come back and join me on Thursday. Leave a message on the Huff line at 423-HUFF. And I'll be at City Council probably for the afternoon and evening sessions on Tuesday. Maybe some folks from the Peace Rally will come to the City Council and speak up about that and the attack on the poor that's going to be going there with the parking spaces suddenly becoming forbidden zones except for those who have money. And so our vehicles, essentially, those of us who are poor, being screened out of town. Listen, thanks for being with me. We're going to go out, I guess, on some music from Phil Oakes. And join me again on Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening when Bathroom Spears Broadsides will return, or show up at the Huff meeting on Wednesday morning, 8:30 at Baker's Square, downtown on Ocean Street at, call the Huff line. You'll get all kinds of information about this and many other subjects, and come on down to the Vigil. Thanks for being with me.
The stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as a falling star is raised. Planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blade. With the speed of insanity, then he died. In the green
green fields a-turning, baby is born. His cries grease the wind, mingle with the morn. An assault upon the order, the changing of the guard, chosen for a challenge that is hopelessly hard. And the only single sign is the sighing of the stars. But to the silence of distance, they are sworn. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 'cause we love you. Images of innocence charge him to go on. But the decadence of destiny is looking for a pawn. To a nightmare of knowledge, he opens up the gate, and a blinding revelation is laid upon his plate, that beneath the greatest love is perfect.
Dying. baby sippy and sister. Low budget connoisseur who gets to shopping on in Walmart and dollar stores. Had no concern for becoming designer label horse, whose motto was forever pay less to get more. No facade, like I said, is known to build the comfort on. Not a stranger to lay away your bargain racks at the mall. Entire locker rolls around cutting corners and cutting toys. Hit the final sale and get the 50% off. Join with the cheap demo who ain't ashamed at all. A wardrobe full of fashion knockoffs, this for y'all. Cheap chicks, my stricken by poverty. Chick kinda average, well over feet, but try to be quick. Out here in the open with some love, it gon' be shit. Struggling, no secret dog, you feel me? Cheap chicks, my stricken by poverty. Chick kinda average, well over feet, but try to be quick. Out here in the open with some love, it gon' be shit. Struggling, no secret dog, you feel me? For my red tag bitches, value city bitches. A bigger shoe bitches with credit slips, the easy chicken. Get done with the twisties and the butterflies in it. You'll CBS brand speed, sticking out in it. Hold your ground, bitches, don't stop hitting. No army point silly with the prepaid minute. Throw on your doorway, I want your polyester pendant. Rock your hip and burlap and settle in it. And if you drive an FQ 45 infinite, be happy with the late model squatter with a good engine. Or scam a case and save the money when you get it. Then upgrade to a neon, smack it out and get the window tinted. In other words, when discounts be rolling through, make moves, boo. I'm not mad at you. Cheap chick, my stricken by poverty. Chick, kinda average, all over feet, but try to keep fit. I hear in the open of some love, it gon' be shit. Struggling, no secret dough, you feel me? Cheap chick, my stricken by poverty. Chick, kinda average, all over feet, but try to keep fit. I hear in the open of some love, it gon' be shit. Struggling, no secret dough, you feel me? Bendy standing top, I told you part down. So I'm a EBT queen, told you part down. So I'm a one, so I'm Franklin Mills, getting cheap bills. Stretching out the dollar bill, hold you part down. JC Penny kicks the holy part down. TJ Maxx Broads hold you part down. So I'm a former mill outlet, fifth store, Target, Nordstrom, back, holy dang. Caps off to you if you're frugal. And really not used to rocking nothing but South Polar Fubu. Just take a couple out and spread it out like a tutu. Not ashamed to admit that balling was never in you. Observing time on a G-Shock, not the presidential. In the glow, fucking in place of the diamond bezel. Carving out a niche in the twisted system to bread you. Set your own trends at the hard bond to let you to. Face your peers in moderately priced wigs. Pockets on economy, but who the hell care? If no bills, you same thing and sure they hold your head. And keep doing you like have a beast set to do. Take heart to be Y-O-U, so let's unscrew. Pop off a birdie and toast it to. Cheap chick, my stricken by poverty. Chick, kinda average, roll over feet, but try to keep fit. Out here in the open on some love, pick on me shit. Struggling, no secret dog, you feel me? Cheap chick, my stricken by poverty. Chick, kinda average, roll over feet, but try to keep fit. Out here in the open on some love, pick on me shit. Struggling, no secret dog, you feel me?
Le free first, a creaky, a creaky, a creaky, le free first, a Gotti, 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 go, go. Niña fest, gotti, 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 go, go, go. Let me rest, a cricket, a cricket, a cricket. Let me fest, a cricket, creak, 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 creak. Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, musical team for Jaja, I'm a son, I'm a moon and stars.
Hey, Santa Cruz.
Freak Radio.
Once again, we're back. As always, committed, dependable. Here we are, 1 to 3 every Sunday.
And what a beautiful Sunday it is, yet again. I'm starting to resent this day show shit. Because it's yet another beautiful day. And I'm not getting to enjoy it.
That's why we have the door open, so we can see the blue, but we just can't really be out with the blue.
Hi, blue!
But it's okay, because it's just a couple hours, and music is just as important.
Yeah, I guess I'd be wanting somebody to do this for me if I was kicking it at the beach, playing frisbee, or playing volleyball or something.
Okay, we could do that any other time, except when we're not at school or work, but at some point.
Oh my.
What's your theme today?
My theme? Shit. Besides being besides being hungover, my theme today is Dayton and slurring. And happy birthday to Ryan. These are all my themes. Happy birthday to Chicken too. These are all my themes, my mini themes. How about you? What you up to?
Well, since Women's Day was yesterday, I'm playing mainly women artists, female artists, and I'm going across the spectrum, not just reggae, but, like, some R&B, and some, like, old school stuff, and some, like, Riot Girl stuff, so it's gonna all come at ya.
You got Riot Girl stuff?
Hey, I got a couple, right?
I'm so excited. That's awesome. What did you do for Women's Day?
Recovered.
Oh, yeah, you had that party. How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great, yeah.
Yeah. What was the craziest thing that happened at your party?
Alright. what I can remember...
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it.
That's a great party.
Stuff. Yeah.
When what you remember, you don't really want to talk about. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. I did some stupid shit last night.
What was your most memorable drunken?
Memorial. Nobody died. No memorials.
Alright.
Fuck. Well, I'd like to give a big apology to everyone in my house who wasn't drinking last night.
What'd you do?
Well, no, it wasn't me exclusively, okay. I would say. But some, I don't know, stupid shit happened. Stupid, ignorant shit happened. But you know, it was fun. Happy birthday, Ryan. It's his birthday today, so we went to the bars last night, 21.
All right, so I think we should play some music.
Hey, music.
All right, so I got queued up right now some Chibu Mato, and after that, you'll see what I'll play. Maybe some Jean Bean Tabriz. She's a dub poet. And some Macy Gray and Missy Elliott, and some Rita Marley. I'm just going to play you a whole bunch of stuff, so stay tuned.
Yeah, it looks like I'm playing some Bevel Webb and some Cage, and I'm going to play some Guided by Voices pretty soon. Dayton music. Yep. Plenty of fun stuff to look forward to today.
And as always, we always started it off with Nightmares on Wax, and that was followed by Bahima Dia, even though the tape was pretty whack. Sorry, the sound quality was pretty... Yeah. Thumb on that one, and then after that I'm playing some Zap Mama. I played some Zap Mama.
Turns her voice into
sugar water.
So we got a little cop watch moment here. If you can hear me and you're in Radioland, listen up.
Hi, this is Becky from Huff, and I just got a report that there's a large gathering of police officers who have come and gathered around the vigil, the 24-hour vigil against two wars at Cooper and Pacific in downtown Santa Cruz. So we're asking that if people are listening on the radio and hear this and are in the area, just come down to Cooper and Pacific, right across from O'Neill Surf Shop and the Cinema 9 Theater in that area, and see what's happening.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. So if you're out there and you can make it downtown, do a little cop watch for us. Thanks, your friends at Freak Radio.
We can't make a move without your watch we. Everything we are do, you want to see. Everything we are say, you want to hear. But tell you about your problems, they say you don't care. At first you pretend, say you are our friend. But hey parents, you can't do it again. One time we suffer, we make your turn, we in a tool. But you have to give up, cause we are step up. So release you from the chains where you have grown with. The invisible chains, we still are binding. Release you from the chains where you have grown with. The chains of your laws where you take time for it. Now you hear when me say, nobody play that. Is your favorite game, you know you love to play. When you want to continue things your way. So you hear when me say, but nobody play that. Cause it's your favorite game, you know you love to play. When you want to continue things your way. But things and time will have to change. Cause this time we're doing it our way. Yes, things and time will have to change. Cause this time we're doing it
our way. So release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Yeah, release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. We can't make a move without your watch with. Everything we are do, you want to see. Everything we are say, you want to hear. But tell you about your problems, you say you don't care. At first you pretend, say you are our friend. But a pirate, you can't do it again. One time we so fool, we'll make you turn we in a tool. But you happy give up, cause we are step up. So release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. Now you hear what we said, nobody play them. Is your favorite game in what you love to play. When you want to continue things your way. So you hear what we said, but nobody play them. That is your favorite game in what you love to play. When you want to continue things your way. But things and time will have to change, cause this time we're doing it our way. Yes, things and time will have to change, cause this time we're doing it our way. So release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The invisible chains, we're still a bind with. Release it from the chains where you uproar with. The chains of your laws where you take time for with. We can't make a move without your watch with. Everything we are do, you want to see. Everything we are say, you want to hear. But tell you about your problems, they say you don't care. At first you pretend, say you are a friend, but hey,
Yeah, yeah, I don't trade.
how is life without buildings?